Welcome to the 101.5 FM Federal Election 2019 coverage. In the studio, we have Terry Young for the LNP in the seat of Longman. Terry, who are you?
G'day, Shane. Yeah, look, I'm just an everyday Aussie, like most other people. I was born and bred in Kallanga. I'm a dad. I've got four kids and five grandkids. And I went to school at Kallanga State School, went to Dakabin High School, left there in grade 10, like a lot of people did, started work as a low-income worker and worked my way up. So people probably best know me for I was a Chandler's manager at Caboolture Park in the shopping centre back in 1991, and then I opened the Good Guys at Morrowfield, which I owned for 6 years, so in 2001. So fantastic.
What are you going to do for the electorate of Longman?
Look, Shane, my big thing as a small business owner is jobs, jobs, jobs. I want to try and link the business community with the people who are in the area that need work, and I'm hoping I can work with local employment agencies and local employers to try and get the unemployment rate down here. Because if we get the unemployment rate down, then I'm sure that we will get the crime rate down and we'll get the drug use down. So that's what I'm about.
Now, who are you directing your preferences to?
Well, we don't really do preferences, Shane. The Labor Party and the LNP, because we are the two major parties, our preferences don't count. The minor parties, their preferences do count. Now, as a candidate, I don't have any say as an LNP candidate on where our preferences are put on the How to Vote card. Head office do that. And to be honest, I think that people should exercise their democratic right and they should fill the preferences in as they see fit, not as the party sees fit, because I want people to think for themselves, not be directed by the party.
Given it's a federal election, what do you feel is the biggest issue?
I think it's the same every federal election, the economy. We have to have a strong economy, because if you don't have a strong economy, you can't do the other things that you need to do in government, things like border protection, things like education, like health. Now, under the coalition government in the last 6 years since we had a Labor government, education funding in Longman has almost doubled. Also, the hospital funding, despite the lies that may be out there, Shane, is that the Caboolture Hospital funding has gone from $2.7 billion to $4.1 billion. Labor state member actually came out last week and said they were putting an extra 130 beds into the Caboolture Hospital. I can't see how you can do that if there's been a cut. It's just simply not true. So the economy is the backbone that everything else runs off.
Why should we vote for you?
Look, if you want someone who's just an everyday person that thinks like all every other day Australians, then I'm that person. I'm as frustrated as everyone else at the things like power prices, cost of living, and all those things. I want to try and bring some common sense back into government. And I think that's been lacking, and I hopefully I can bring that back into government by just being a normal everyday Aussie.
Thank you.